Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
I can't look you in your eye and tell you that I love you. I can't. I have to tell you goodbye.
Will Bill O'Brien be saying that to Matt Khalil? You'll find out 11:20 on the In the Loop Bill O'Brien Rose Ceremony. John Lopez says tap the brakes on calling out incompetent GMs. So we're going to get into that in just a sec. But before we do, Carlos Correa left yesterday's game with back discomfort for the Astros. It was supposed to be an off day for Jose Altuve, but that ended in about the fifth inning. An off day, what I call now, is a Matt Khalil day. So Carlos Correa ruined Jose Altuve's Matt Khalil day yesterday, and Altuve had to enter the game. But this is why we just can't have nice things with Carlos Correa. Mm-hmm. As great as he is, and we've never, ever, 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 ever questioned the talent of Carlos Correa. He's the most talented player on this team. He might be the most talented player in the freaking league.
He might be.
And he was looking like it in the last week. He was making plays at shortstop that nobody can make. He was dropping bombs. He dropped a couple bombs over the weekend. Carlos Correa's talent is insane, but he's missed over 50 games the last 3 years, and there's a lot of quirky stuff that he does off the field that rubs a lot of people the wrong way, makes them question, you know, his dedication to the game. And it could be he's almost, you know, looked at negatively because of his surroundings, kind of like Clowney with J.J. Watt. You know, Bill O'Brien always talks about the are we always here reports about, you know, Worker B and all that. And mm-hmm. It's J.J. Watt to a T. Jadeveon Clowney being in the same room with J.J. Watt.
There's so many comparisons.
A lot of times it's there. But, you know, when you're Carlos Correa and you're surrounded by Alex Bregman to your right, Jose Altuve to your left, you got George Springer in the outfield, you got all that. It's only human instinct for a mm-hmm. fan to automatically think, you know, this guy doesn't love baseball, you know, as much as his teammates. But, man, more back discomfort. Hopefully this isn't serious because the Astros are on the final stretch of trying to catch the Yankees. They got to make up three games here in about 34, 33 games, whatever it is. So mm-hmm. hopefully he's okay. But this is just why we can't have nice things with the Sparkle Prince.
When he's on, he's incredible. I mean, just absolutely incredible. You talk about, you know, like, okay, name the best players in the game, just best all-around players in the game. At his best, he's as good as any of them. First 2 weeks of August, all right? In the first 2 weeks of August, he played 13 games, had 15 hits, played 13 games, had 14 RBI, six home runs, batted .313, played incredible defense. At his best, that's what he is. He missed 50 games this year already. And that's where you're talking.
He's missed a season the last 3 years, John.
He's missed an entire season and maybe more, because if you listen to A.J. Hinch after this latest, after taking him out yesterday, it's not exactly, you know, just a little discomfort, he'll be fine. They're worried because it's the same injury that has kept him on the shelf last year and in years past. He said, quote, "I don't like it at all." A.J. Hinch, we're hoping for the best. That's not exactly, oh, well, you know, he tweaked something. That has DL written on it, you know, at least, you know, a short one or something like that.
10-day.
Yeah, the 10-day.
Diaz is on there already, too.
And the fact that it's his back again.
Those things linger, man.
Oh, my goodness. Especially because this is what he's had in the past, yep. Twice before.
It's a problem. It's crazy. It's a serious problem, that mm-hmm. core. But mm-hmm. Carlos Correa out. The Astros still get the dub yesterday. Yordan Alvarez, another RBI. Astros got to catch the Yankees. They've won 16 of 18 at Minute Maid. Who was it who before the season said that they would have the best home record in the league?
Was that you?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Somebody. Some handsome fella.
Okay, it was you,
I guess. Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. You want Texans fans to tap the brakes on this GM incompetence talk that you're hearing around the from the media types mm-hmm. and from some people on the internet and from people who text in the show 713-572-4610. Explain yourself, OG.
Just because, you know, you're talking about some of these moves that the Texans have made, that other teams have made, that are going to, you know, maybe, you know, make them look good. And this flat organization without a named general manager, even though we know it's going to be Bill O'Brien making most of the decisions. There's one move in the 2019 draft that they better hope Titus Howard is going to become all that. They better hope Matt Khalil can somehow hold down the left tackle position and improve and not get cut, for goodness sakes. Because, you know, I know, anyone knows, the biggest problem with this team is the offensive line. The biggest focus has been the offensive line. And they got Titus Howard. He looks pretty good, especially as a guard so far. Looks pretty good. Khalil has not looked good at all. But they had a chance to get a guy that is just wearing people out right now as a rookie in the preseason. I was reading something about, let's go back and listen to this draft about how the Texans lost out on this guy.
With the 22nd pick in the 2019 NFL draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Andre Dillard, tackle, Washington State.
Andre Dillard is crushing fools right now. He's had 70 snaps for the Eagles so far. Zero pressures allowed. By far the highest graded offensive lineman on the squad. And if you go by preseason stats in the league, among the top three highest, and this is all tackles, top three highest rated tackles in the entire NFL for the preseason. I know you gotta obviously qualify it. But Andre Dillard was the guy that how many people wanted? We talked about, you talked about. That was your guy, wasn't it, Andre Dillard?
I think he was everybody's guy, right?
Yeah. He's just crushing people. I mean, he's doing so far now. Look, he's looking like what Quentin Nelson became for the Colts. He's the talk of the league in the preseason. Again, in the preseason, but they look like they got it right. And they picked him literally one pick ahead of the Texans, and they traded ahead of the Texans to get him at number 22.
The crazy thing about it, and a lot of people say, well, you didn't have the opportunity to get Dillard because he went before you. The thing is, and this
the
was
Eagles
the talk
traded
the
for him.
This was the talk, though, man. Mm-hmm. This was the talk, and we said this 100 times.
We assumed that the Texans wouldn't get Andre Dillard because we thought he was going top 10. Mm-hmm. And we thought if the Texans wanted to get Andre Dillard, they would have to trade up into the top 10. If you're a GM like a Brian Gain, like a Bill O'Brien, if you're guys that are aligned and you know what you know you need a left tackle, and you've needed a left tackle since Dwayne Brown went away, when he slides to 15, when he slides to 16, when he slides to 17, when he slides to 18, everybody else in the NFL knows that you need a left tackle. That mm-hmm. wasn't like some sort of mystery. Like, you didn't need an investigative team to know that the Texans needed a left tackle.
The Eagles knew.
They damn sure knew, and they traded up, and they got him. Mm-hmm. So, if Andre Dillard does become one of the best tackles in the league or something like that, and he continues to do what he does, Titus Howard's either going to have to be really, really good, or this is going to be something that we're talking about for an extremely long time here in this town.
How does a rookie go 70 snaps in the preseason and not allow a single pressure?
Maybe he's playing weak competition.
Or maybe not. Maybe he's just a badass. I mean, they're raving about him up there. I was reading this last night. I went and saw the stats this morning. I'm like, oh, my. This is the one. This could be the one. Titus Howard better be good. He better be like all that, because Andre Dillard looked like he's going to be all that for sure. He's going to be a monster left. What have we been saying for the last, you know, weeks? And especially yesterday, I said, if you get a badass left tackle, everybody gets better. You know, the depth chart looks better. You can move people around. Titus Howard can focus on guard, or, well, I guess he wouldn't have Titus Howard, but Sharping or whomever else you have can focus on that. Fulton all of a sudden becomes a bigger weapon. You got options at right tackle behind Chantrell. You got a good swing tackle maybe in Julian Davenport. If you got that badass left tackle, if you get that, you're good. And that's what they hope Matt Khalil would be, and that's what Andre Dillard looks like he's going to be.
Yeah, well, I know my eyes will be on him, man. Mm-hmm. We'll see how this goes on. But John Lopez says tap the brakes on all this. Speaking of Titus Howard, by the way, he is going to be ready for the opener against New Orleans in 20 days. That according to Bill O'Brien. So that broken finger, not going to keep him off the field when the Texans open the season in New Orleans against the Saints. And speaking of John McClain, he's on the practice field. Texans
about to practice up. Maybe Matt Khalil will return. Maybe he won't. We'll keep an eye on that. We're going to talk to John McClain, NFL Hall of Famer, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.